A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama, for indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still seeing some things about some people, but you know, sometimes I want to go in the depth of it. But you guys have refused to create we call it an atmosphere, the prophetic atmosphere. You have refused. I don't know what to do. You see, the day you trigger me into that, I will not reserve anything. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God opens up your eyes. You will not be asleep. Thank you, Jesus. You will not be asleep. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sleep. Not the natural sleep. The natural sleep is good. And all of you are falling short of it. I'm joking. All of us are culprits of the natural sleep. You see, and then you don't know what's happening, and then you enter. You see, thank you, Jesus. When you found, when you are found into what we call now spiritual sleep, you will lack what we call now interpretation of things. Now that sleep, it's called darkness. Seasons might come, your seasons, and then because you lack that, you are too carnal. You see, when it comes, let's say, to interpreting how marriage should be run, you will actually refer to your uncle. Non-revelational uncles, but also believing, non-believing uncles. I know those ones. Actually, those are the common ones. When it comes, let's say, to acquiring a job, you actually engage in some weird, weird kind of things. That's why, give me a scripture where it says that, woe unto you who goes down in Egypt for help. Give it to me very quickly. Woe unto you who goes down to Egypt for help. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, woe we. Woe we. Okay, you will not cry like that guy. Woe. To those who go down to Egypt for help. Now, Egypt is bondage. There are things that look like, remember Lot, when he looked around and he saw that the garden, when actually the man of God, Abraham, told him, now you choose wherever you want to go. The guy chose the place which looked like Egypt. Now, they refer to Egypt as beautiful and as whatever, but actually spiritually, it goes beyond the natural location. It's actually bondage. Some of you run to these boys that are going to mess you up. What to you? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I see a married person. No. You see, eh? Woe unto you who go down to Egypt for help. The only thing about Egypt is to swallow you up. It looks like help, but actually it wants to swallow you up. Because it's bondage. It's the real devil. Day in, day out, we have actually told you that religion is a smokescreen of the devil. He actually heads there. Eh? And then things will come out as though, aha, now this is great help here. But actually it's not. You know why? Because a child of God is asleep. They cannot interpret things. They can't interpret things well. Eh? It's God actually sleeping. You see, eh? Who rely on horses? Eh? Okay, who rely on jobs? Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Who trust in the multitude of their chariots? Knowledge, canon knowledge. Eh? You know, this one will take me there. And then, when it comes to, let's say, rent, eh, you become so calculative of it. Eh, that now when I get a job or whatever, you see, we've told you day in and, you know, day in, day out. Eh, jobs are not the source of rent. Okay, let me say, they are not the only. Though you'll be blessed here and there, you see, eh? When it comes to rent, guys, put down there. Do you know what happened last month? Well, I don't want to know. Eh? You see that? Eh? And in the great strength of their horsemen, I saw something very, very chaotic about the UN. Eh? Who works in the UN here? Okay. Okay, you have relatives that work in the UN. There is... Can I say it or not? No, because some of you will actually, you know, will be culprits of actually being laid off. So that way, okay, we leave it. But... Oh, we handle the State House guys. Okay. You see, eh? I still see things. Eh? I cannot stop seeing. Sometimes I try. It finds me in dreams. Do you see that guy? And some guys I see there. Eh? There's a guy actually in the dream I slapped him. Eh? But today is not here. Eh? Doubt. Okay. His name is Doubt. You see. Okay. So some of you can't interpret things. Eh? So. The guy couldn't get some things. Eh? And the Lord told me, "You slap." He got up there. I don't know where he is. Eh? So. But do not look to the Holy One of Israel. You see, this is actually now the revelation. Eh? You don't cling to the revelation of God. I'll tell you how everything goes. Eh? Oh, seek help from the Lord. So you see, life has always been lived in alternates. Alternates. There was a day the Lord handed the ministry of life to Adam when he gave him the tree of life. Eh? The minister of life, and each child of God should actually, you know, was actually handed that life to mean light or to mean revelation. You see, eh? But then you dumped it somewhere, then you ran for Egypt. Yeah? That's why a lot of people do not know how to get out of financial chaos. Because much which is really engaged is the alternative, which is Egypt. That thing, Egypt, knows one thing. It will cause you to work your tail off. And remember how those boys were in Egypt, eh? Waking up, Aryan, what? You see, eh? You will look for those things, yet actually, they are spiritually got. Even money. Yeah? Money inclusive. Money. Pastor Paul is looking at me and he says, are you sure? You see, eh? They run to Egypt for help. There's a certain leader who should actually, you know, eh? Okay. Yeah? Shouldn't be running to Museveni and what? Yet we actually here, eh? How do I what? Okay. Yeah? And then I say to the other guy, what, running to America? Okay. Those guys will give you as they think. They are running down to Egypt. That's why actually the Spirit of God wrote it here. You see it? Remember when the Lord said that, you know, he talked about the ancient parts. Eh? Yeah? Not the, you know, my family religion called Catholicism. It's not that. You see, eh? Hey, let me go back to my Protestant church. Because actually you can read such a statement in the scriptures and then it can actually mess you up. Eh? He's talking about when Adam needed health, perfect health. Where did he go? When men of old wanted to win wars, where did they go? Okay. The Lord, surely the Lord, that's what scripture says in the book of Hosea, will not do anything until he tells me. Okay. Ah, it is there. I'm a prophet. If you want to die, you die. We shall bury you and eat rice. Okay, we know what. You'll not die. Yes? You see? Eh? You see? Eh? You remember that chaos of fuel? Eh? I wanted to say it here, but you know, most of you would say, but we've been having, you know, fuel what? Eh? So I chose, no, let me not what. So then it messed up a lot of people. What? You see, eh? At least I remember, you know, when it was on its peak. Eh? I and a certain gentleman somewhere sitting at this side approached her, what? Say, okay, now here, these guys have to give us fuel. Eh? They first, oh, we can only give you for 2K. Now they turn. So how much what? You see? Eh? Revelation. Which is the light of God. Revelation. You need the light of God. Which we call the revelation of God. And you see, once you miss that, you'll actually misinterpret things. Everything. You'll actually pray and fast and what, but actually you're on the wrong path. Eh? Some of you, the Lord is really telling you, there are some places that cannot help you anymore. Places of worship. I'm telling you the truth. But because you are misinterpreting things, actually, such places, some places, that, and actually, they are not necessarily bad, but you can't just fit in. cannot just fit in. Okay, must I also say workplaces? I don't want to look at some guys. So let me hide in this pit. So. Surely, actually it's in the book of Amos, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. I'm disturbed by what's going on in the State House right now. Okay. You guys put up your hands and we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe later. Thank you, Jesus. Give me First Thessalonians, chapter 5. Start from verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, for you know. Start from 1. It says, now, brothers and sisters, about the times and dates, we do not need to write to you. Okay. For you know, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Now, such statements have actually messed up a lot of people. Yeah? Maybe today you'll actually get something. Yeah? Remember that lady I told you about? I'm telling her wonderful. I was giving her life. Think she's into repentance. What if the ceiling falls on me without having repented? You see, at night and then I what? You see that? I could sense a lot of fear. You see? Then I asked her, so, but how many times have you repented in your life? She said, every day. Now you see, she's into sin consciousness. Is there sin around? Yes. But you cannot be sin conscious. You understand? Eh? Now that's the difference. Eh? For you know very well that the day of the Lord, this is actually what we call the day of the Lord. Eh? You see, now there's also an alternative, the day of the devil. Eh? Will come like a thief in the night. Now you know, the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Eh? When he looks at you once, he wants to mess you up. All the time, he does not have any, you know, he doesn't say, now let me mess him up, kidogo, kidogo. No, he comes in full swing. Eh? But it cannot stop him to actually get too deep, you know. He comes with a whole, you know, detachment of the demons to mess you up. He doesn't say, now this one deserves just one cardamom. This one. No. You see, we'll get there. I'll tell you some things. Go down. It says, while people are saying peace and safety, while some churches are praying for peace, it's not bad to pray for peace and safety. Destruction will come on them suddenly. Now, can you see this? It's not a bad thing that they are conscious of peace and safety. But actually, something comes and sweeps them off. Do you know what that is? It's actually interpretation of things. Imagine that. Now I'm seeing Biden. Thank you, G. Okay, what supporters of Biden? Okay. You want to be sleepy, you are. But it's good to preserve. Actually, that's how we prophesy. Today, someone sent me a message. Choo! Isn't this the guy you said he would die? Choo! Say, eh. Say, hey, okay. But he has come so soon. Okay. He wasn't a bad guy. The rest of you are too tribalistic. Hey, let him die. Also, for us, we shall rise from the valley. Well, okay. See, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Go down. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. Go down. You are all children of the light. Revelation. This is what we call correct interpretation of things. You see, then he says, you know, and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. Go down. Then he says, so then, let us not be like others, who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. You see, the guys who are into false, but they don't dig deep into falsehood. Don't try to dissect who is a false prophet and who is whatever. Those things don't work. Actually, you will find yourself asleep when you are too connected to falsehood and what? Even with your individual lives. You are so connected to negativity, something negative, all sweeps you off. Some of you actually are triggered to panic. Panicking. You lack 1K. And then you call a million guys. Jesus. I swear, if you don't help me here, I will what? Die. Okay. It's good that nowadays people don't call me for those things. But 2017, 2018 there. Prophet, can you imagine? And you guys know how to use. Can you imagine? Who brought that can you imagine thing? Dr. Jack, we should have what? Imagine. 2K. Then you know someone's need. 2K. You see, why don't you start the construction? Don't just go into a panic. Let me tell you. Start at least with 1K. Construct that life of 1K to appear and to manifest. We have actually given us liberty to partner with that which multiplies. The day you get it, you'll be liberated. Today it is still, you know, so much of how much will I remain with. It is still there, it's still right there. The day you get liberated, you'll actually start dishing out money and people say, hey, but you're giving out too much money. Thank you, Jesus. The day you'll get it, you'll be so, so much liberated. 2K will not take you into a panic. And actually, for some reason, you'll actually see it already. See, 2K, okay. I know what to do. Yes, sir. And then you remain in that consciousness. You guys, it works. Okay, that's what I use. Do you know constructively in the spirit? By the way, you need to increase the praying in other tongues. You two have to know how to pray in other tongues. You business moguls. So, I've told you, don't say I didn't tell you. Thank you, Jesus. You increase, you intensify. And then, this is how a lot of people miss it. They just begin to pray in other tongues. Ah, no! Pray with the consciousness of that which you are looking at. And then interpretations will actually come up. You understand? You will not cling to guys for relationships. For me, the Lord told me, I'm telling you, you'll actually see it. Because there are guys that are, even among us, you have wrong interpretations concerning revelations. You understand? Must we also remind you that not every dream is inspired and transpired of the Spirit of God? Some of them actually are up for, you know, they are subject to, you know, to interpretation. That when you miss it, you'll actually land in some weird place. But Lord, I thought what? No, you misinterpreted it. And then you ask weird guys for interpretation. You see? Thank you, Jesus. Biden, 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 Biden. Thank you, Jesus. Biden. I see a lot of darkness around him. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, now I don't have any interest in that guy. So, so let us not be like others who are asleep. Who are asleep. Give me where Jacob takes off with some guy's blessing. I'll show it to you. Some guy was actually asleep. He never stole it. Okay, he stole it. If you want to interpret it like that. You see, Jacob. Was it Jacob? Yes. A son to Isaac. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and say to him, now you see, he said, my son, here I am. He answered, go down. Isaac said, I am now an old man and do not know who to leave my businesses to or with. Okay, go down. Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat. So where was the secret? Stomach. Imagine the interpretation of this. You are there swinging flowers to take to the kagale. This is looking at you as this guy. Maybe for them it's just a small bottle of Fanta. Fanta and chips. No, people here love yogurt. Imagine that. Imagine that for you to enter that kagaru's heart is actually yogurt. You tell her about holidays, where they are. For her, no. Those things don't work for me. You see, I'm giving some guys tips here. Please dig deep. You will learn how to interpret things well. You see? So that you don't miss out on your season. So that when you should be planting money, you are what? You are somewhere in the future, very, very disorganized. See? Prepare me the kind of what? CJ's food. You know, some of you don't even know where CJ's is. Mama ingia police. First put off the shirt and Mama Mboga as usual. Then food becomes a fight, actually. You know, you should be enjoying the thing. Okay. it to me to eat. It is a, bring it so I can see with the word. No, to eat. Now, food here can be many, many things. Eh? You see, eh? Then it says, so that I may give you. Now imagine a secret to the prophet. You guys don't know, eh? Eat. Let me leave that thing there, because it would mess up a lot of people. So you see, so that I may give you my blessing before I sleep. Eh? Okay. Prepare me. He says, now Rebecca. Eh? Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. They are guys that shall actually help you to interpret these things. Rebecca is that point of contact. Today now you know the right interpretation. Please don't run to Egyptian mindset, guys. Eh? They will mess you up. Eh? Hmm? Yeah, my grand here used to... You'll be messed up. Eh? Maybe they have actually an old way of interpreting things. Eh? Those things of don't get married to this, what? Let me tell you. Eh? Okay, let me what? Eh? See, when Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebecca said to her son Jacob, call it favor here, look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die. This guy was obsessed about death. Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Listen carefully today, Friday, and listen carefully and do exactly what I tell you to do. Now you see Rebecca. Today is actually standing before you. You understand? Because eh? you know that was a woman. You see, heresy, what? Go down. Go out to the flock and bring me two choice young goats so that I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. As I'm saying these things, I want you to now interpret things. Eh? Then take it to your father to eat. Eat, not IT. Eat, cooler. Eat. So that he may give you his blessing before he dies. Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother. Now you see, the end of the story is that here is some guy. The church, there is one segment of the church called Esau and another called Jacob. These are segments of the church. Eh? And you'll see this play out all night, all day. In day-to-day life. Eh? In a child of God's whatever life. Eh? The Lord handed you something. And because at some point you delayed to act, Esau was that church, the first church that the Lord had handed over certain things. They slept. Some guy comes and interprets things very rightly and very quickly and then snatches that from you who attends fellowship every Friday. I'll end it at that. Because you lack the... I'm telling you. And then this guy comes and runs away with it. Some of you have been with you since 2017. We've actually sat down with you. We've told you things here and there. But again, because you are so slow to interpret these things. And also, these things cannot act out very quickly. So you miss out on things. Eh? Let me say it like my father. Some of you are still at Norwich. Eh? Norwich Union, where we started. Others are still at Agro House. Eh? You didn't know where we had gone, eh? Where we had been. Eh? And another. There's another segment. That is still at, where is that place? Clarion. Those days. You see, eh? Then another group. You still at KICC. Another is here at Lake Regency. But you know we moved. Eh? Even when you are here, the Lord actually wants you to, I saw actually this, eh? May you increase. Eh? The Lord wants, even when you're here, the reason as to why you come here is to catch on to something that will accelerate all these things around you. Called revelation, light. I'm talking about interpreting things well. Esau, Jacob. Say, huh? What can I do? There's actually a partnership meeting. Okay. This. Because you see, it can be mixed up with religion. As a, why am I now partnering? Didn't I give what? But these guys also want money. You see, you can also have that interpretation. Eh? And then you become so diverted. Eh? Now I hear of a diversion. Eh? Lord, I pray for schools, eh? Especially girls' schools. Eh? I pray against any diversions and perversions in the name of Jesus. Please cover them. Eh? Don't just look. Eh? Simbre masida karembra masarama. Maramosida karembra masarambrama. The enemy had wanted to pass this bill. It will not see the light of day. I'm telling you the truth. It will not see the light of day. If you know what I'm talking about. It will not. For as long as I'm here, it will not. Thank you, Jesus. It will not see the light of day. Hallelujah. They are trying and trying. I'm trying. They're trying to bribe this, bribe that, bribe what? Don't you see also in America? Don't you see the world? What? That's not freedom. Eh? That's perversion. Thank you, Jesus. They're trying to put reason about around it. Eh? It will not see the light of day. Mark my words. You'll see it. Thank you, Jesus. But also we need a great leader. Eh? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, but my brother Esau is a hairy man. Now you see, also, Jacob was at the verge of missing it because he had actually put reason to, you know, to that. Eh? Remember when the Lord asked, who shall I send? Yeah, remember. It's not that, was it Jeremiah or Isaiah? Yeah? Okay, any Isaiah. It's not that he was there waiting at the mountain. Waiting at the mountain. No. It showed the interpretation of things that he was needed in that season. You understand? Eh? We see Esau taking his time. No wonder in the end he settled. Remember, was it in the end or in the first place? He settled actually for what? He settled for soup. This is the guy, right? He settled for soup. Thank you, Jesus. He settled for soup. Small little things. Lord, if you give me a house here at Gedorai, I'll be grateful. Okay, you can start at Gedura, yeah? No problem. But when you get the right interpretations, eh, you'll actually wake up and say, imagine I've been living like a non-believer. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You understand? Eh? Jacob said to Rebecca, you know his mother, but my brother, you go down. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be, tricking him, and would bring down a curse on myself, rather than a blessing. His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me." No, the guy is actually that one. It's on me. Imagine. Okay, we're not going to the detail for now. Eh? But now I've told you the right interpretation of it. Now, when that segment of the church realizes that the other person is really growing and they are being multiplied and all that, they actually start to chase you down to kill you. Because remember, Esau. You see that? Eh? Those are guys who are character assassinating men of God. Please don't join them. Among us, there should be only one common enemy, the devil. Now, I'm not telling you to be in the system of rebuking all the time. I rebuke. No, it doesn't call for that. Yes, you can rebuke, but you see, we shouldn't see Sister A and Sister B pointing fingers at you. Understand? Because of mere interpretation of things. You understand? Ministry A attacking ministry B. Yes, among us could be some weird things happening. I know those guys. Yeah! There's a guy I saw in the spirit. Okay, recently. He calls himself a bishop. He wanted now to catch also the prophetic dispensation, to pull more crowds. They want Facebook. Yeah, I want Facebook. Yeah. Okay. His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." So he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And she said, "Prepare some tasty food just the way his father liked it." You see, there is food which is not tasty. Eh? Somewhere in Amos, you look for it. It is the Lord that had told them to gather, but also to offer him sacrifices. Somewhere he said, "I detest these things." You look for it very, very quickly. He said, I hate your gatherings. Because actually, those gatherings had turned out to be religious. Religion. Have you got it? Say, I despise your religious festivals. Yet actually it was the Lord that had told them to what? To gather. Then he says, "Your assemblies are a stench to me. I know those places." Well, I don't want to dig deep there. Eh? But you see, only that most of you can't actually see it. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Somewhere actually talks about offerings. Is it the same? Even though you bring me bad. See, I don't like them. Yet, remember, he's the one that had told them, "Now I want burnt offerings. I want you guys to gather. Blah, 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 blah." But actually, he looked into them. Actually, I detest those things. I don't want them. Imagine this. Even though you bring me Because you see, the hearts were not rightly set. The interpretation of whatever they were doing, yeah, was poor. You see, eh? Giving was, you know, it wasn't coming from a grateful heart. It was so burdensome. Hmm? They gave sparingly. Okay. How will I reach Kawangware? If I say, no. Yeah. And then you fight. Someday I tested some things. Said, now let me see how far this thing can go. Let me see what it means to trust in the Lord. Okay, some of you have little faith. Don't power the transport. Don't eat it. So I said, let me see how far it can go. The Lord told me to give all that money. This was 2016. To give it to the drama. Yeah? In Zoe Fellowship. 2017, I guess. 2016 at Hilton, somewhere there. So I got it all and gave it to him. Say, hey, can you imagine I didn't work? What? You are God sent. Wow. See? It was so amazing and it brought me so much joy. Immediately I finished. Now the Lord led me to a certain family. These are the Mwanjes. So I looked at the, because I knew him way before somewhere in a certain place where we used to work together. So, and he was my boss. Finances. So I looked at the, then it was a young boy that they, I think it was the father that was carrying him. So I said, without even saying or whatever, said, I hear a name starting with a J. Say, yes, this is actually called Josiah. Say, eh? So the man with great joy said, wow. I didn't know his kids. Eh? He got WhatsApp. Went, and then we talked. Said, in fact, that also deserves a... Said, ah. Okay. So I said, oh. So the trick is to power more and then what? But you see, that doesn't work. So, okay, it worked then. That's why I told you that I saw some guy trying to copycat this. You see, now you connect things. Because the prophetic draws guys, draws crowds. No. It's not that. It's the Lord that draws men. Only that this that we are doing, this that we started, you people, the church doesn't know it. The church is still into, I'm telling you. That's why it's so unique. Remember when the Lord said to Moses, when he showed him a certain pattern, he said, this pattern here, this one, don't bend it. Start a tabernacle. Start your tabernacle, your ministry, your resources, your monies and all that. Lead them actually now. You know, be in this. You see, eh? Be in line with this what? Pattern. Eh? Hmm? There was a day when the pattern was, that if you didn't shout, they say, I've told you that story before. 2017, I went somewhere. And then, man, they started removing chairs, and I'm like, hey, okay, why are you guys removing chairs? Actually, it bothered me because it caused a lot of destruction. Just like some movements actually caused a lot of destruction. So I said, why are you? Yeah, because people are going to fall, and we don't want them to break our chairs. That was the main minister telling me. Say, hey, who says you're going to fall? You see now the church is, if you don't fall, actually when I left, I decided to just, two guys, a lady and what? And a gentleman. So after I left, I think that guy was not, because people didn't fall, Because you see, the church is used to that. You understand? Actually, that's why for me, I want you to hear these things very well. Okay, we shall wait for you to fall. Okay, you get up. Because I don't want you to miss out on something. You see? Okay. Have you woken up? Okay, now you get up. You see? Let me also say this. There are guys, and also also told you about that guy. We are praying, man. We are so peaceful. We were connecting in the spirit until this guy. The moment he entered the door, I knew this guy was not in the spirit. I knew it. That one, I knew it. And then he was, I think, one of the main guys, the main ministers. I think it was a Kesha. So guys lifting up chairs, And I said, I'm looking around. No. In this nation, 2017. And I knew this guy is operating in some weird state. It wasn't actually the Spirit of God. And then he came, started giving us. Man, I wish I could. I wish I had the liberty to tell you what the guy was. One of them actually said, "Now, prophets ended in the day of John the Baptist." Then I looked at the guy, man. I'm like, "You guy." Then I feel like slapping some guy, like I slapped that guy in the dream. You see, can you imagine it was revelation to slap the guy? Jesus did it. It's beyond even holy anger. Do you know there's nothing like that? Guys, you see, you can pray and fast, but without the right interpretation of things. Because after fasting, there should be something tangible. Yeah? So that guy, we expected that. After he, And you know, let me say, well, some girls are just scared to what? To follow. Girls. And the guy actually also fell. I'm not talking about where we went. No. So we expect that when, let's say you are lacking transport to take you back home, that in that being slain, you wake up with a certain revelation, not to beg, but actually something, you cause an atmosphere around you. We can also call it favor. Someone just looks at you and says, "The Lord says, thou says the Lord, to give you 5K. Okay. Okay, 5K. Because some of you say, the Lord works 5K. Okay, you need it. Who wants it? You see? Oh, 5K is also money. It's also money. It's also money. Someday I said that the freedoms of the heathens, heathens are non-believers, they are actually bondages to us as a church. They are financial freedoms, because you see we run to them for jobs. Man, they are running rampant. To the extent now they start also to mock the church. So, I was telling someone yesterday, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, that you see, these heathens called, let's say Muslims, they will plant a mosque somewhere and it will not be demolished for some reason. They think a church can easily be demolished. You see, because also the mindsets are wrong. Okay, let us just put this car what? Then what? Build what? And you see, eh? Sometime I was in Juba, and this was 2016. Eh? Then I saw a vision of a place like this, eh? Which had pillars. Eh? Then I realized, I'll tell you someday what that meant. Eh? Then the Lord told me, when you see such a place, eh, it will gear you into this. I saw it. Eh? At least I saw it. Pillars, I could see them. Eh? Okay, we move away from that. Give me where it says, you know, you remember Paul, eh? Paul casting out a demon from a girl who was saying, follow them, they are what? They are sent of God. I've forgotten the scripture very well. Eh? Then I'll show you that all these things are subject to interpretation. But also they require discernment, not merely suspicions. Eh? Oh, yeah, I feel what? Eh? Once when we were going to the place of prayer, young lady, that this lady, they will do that to you a lot. Eh? Please don't catch it. Eh? It is at some after reading this, you'll actually know it because the Spirit of God is leading me there to you. We were met by a female slave. You see, do you know what made her a slave? Because there was a demon in her. Yeah? So she was enslaved. She was captivated. Okay. So you see, we were met by a female slave who had the spirit by which she predicted the future. There are many guys nowadays like this. Eh? Okay, let me know what. Let me go back to Micah, please. So. She earned a great deal of money, time, eh? For her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting. Now see what she was shouting. These men are servants of the Most High God. Is that a bad statement? You see, eh? Follow them. You see, it's a privilege to see things in the spirit, eh? Especially prophetically. I can look at you. I've met a lot of people. And I get to know that this one has missed it, the other one has got it. I see that a lot. Who are telling you the way to be saved? She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, yeah? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. Now, this was a man who was alert in the spirit. He was not sleeping. Imagine, it's only Paul who got it. And you see, this is actually Peter reporting. Peter. You see, eh? Such a man of such a caliber who could see in the spirit and would know that this one now you see where we get it from. So it's not just merely despising or something, no, but actually we know exactly what's really happening. I will look at you and I will know for this one, no, you are lying. Only that sometimes I don't have the guts to tell these men of God. I just hey, and go, the Lord, what? Well, what preaches there? Can you imagine what you prophesied something as what? Then I switch off. because I want them to come after this. Because, you see, we want them to look into it deeply. This was beyond mere suspicions. I suspected demon. No. Paul, the apostle, filled of the Holy Ghost, saw a demon in this girl. And you see, she was not saying bad things. No. But you see, the intention was actually to chase those men out of that city so that actually those guys would actually make a lot of money. Because actually they had planted. Can you imagine a demon in that woman, in that kagal, just to tell if you, okay, you are born in March. You know, there are actually people like that. That if you cannot, detect what's really going on in the spirit. You see, you cannot just go into a restaurant and just, what? Be aware of your environment. At some point, you will know. Now, I'm not calling you upon to be merely suspicious. You remember that guy who was with Prophet Elvis? He's a cat. Have you seen a cat? A black cat? Now, what if you see a white cat? So, should we say that's an angel? Now you connect. What's a white cat can carry demon? You see? Now you interpret this rightly. Discerning and having the right interpretation of things. So that, take me back to what? 1 Thessalonians. That when the day of judgment, now that day of judgment has messed up a lot of people. It's not the day, the Lord flying on wings. No, the day when you have to interpret that moment rightly, because actually it's a moment of judgment, the day of judgment, where actually the chaff has to be separated from the real deal of things. Somewhere, I think it's in this where it says wheat and what, you know, is it this or no? Give me Matthew 13 from verse 25. Matthew 13. Thank you, Jesus. You need to increase your what? Your speed. Very, very. But while everyone was sleeping, no, you take me up. Jesus told them, take me up again. No, actually, verse 24. Let's start from verse 24. It says, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven. Now, this is how it is. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Go down. Please flow with me a lot. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among. Okay, not this weed. I know some guys have been culprits, but anyway. And sowed weeds. This thing can mess you up. And actually that has nothing to do with God. Do you understand? Maybe I should go into the detail. It's you who's messing yourself up. You'll actually miss out on the right interpretation of things. I've been told of a guy. Now, I'm not what judging some guys. So this guy, after what? Said, you know these lines, electric lines. Every time you reach there, he would bend down, man. Because he saw the thing was near. Mess up, guys. So guys wonder, every time this guy what? Man, this thing is going to knock me. Take it up, take it up, take it up. Okay, enough of that. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. I repeat. Repeat that. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds. Sowed weeds. Wrong interpretations, wrong revelations. They look like, but actually they are not. Remember that Kagal, eh? Follow these guys. They are of God. What? They what? Sent of heaven. But actually, something is wrong. You need to have a spiritual sight to be able to interpret some of these things. Do you know? Let me tell you so this. Some of the separations in marriages are of God. Okay. Now I'm not telling you, yesterday we quarreled. Didn't you hear the prophet? You know, again, some of you misinterpret things. This is a sign. This is a sign. Out of... First of all, out of my sight and out of my house. Is it your house? Is it? Mungu na whatever wewe so. I let the guy tell you, kwenda huko. Kwenda huko na maneno za Mungu. No, no, you'll not experience that. You are covered and preserved. At least I'll fight. For as long as you keep in the revelation of this. Again, have you got that? For as long as you keep in the revelation, the problem is, we want to find you and we can't find you. We seek and nothing's really happening. So then we let go. Say, okay. Some men of God have actually gone through stages as the Lord is really raising them up. And growing and raising them. You see? Yeah? But again, so many of those challenges created of God. I will show it to you. When it was in the day of Samson. Just look for it. You know, just keep alert. The parents misinterpreted things about Samson. I will show it to you. You see? Yeah? So, when actually some of these men of God are going through some of these things, because they lack interpretation of what is really going on, some of them have been just, you know, financial challenges, you know, the Lord is really calling them, you know, calling them to give. You see it? And then actually they've ended up eating the Lord's offertory. Oh, I'm saying the Lord's offertory. Meaning that was meant to be of God and for God. But you understand it? Eh? Hmm? Don't what? Okay. While everyone was sleeping, his enemy came. You see this sleeping again? It is not the... snoring, yeah, what, dreaming, a rat chasing you, eh? Or a rat chasing a lion. So, Lord, what's this? Of course you know a rat cannot chase a lion. You see, eh? Do you know the interpretation of it? The proof is in the pudding right there. When you actually, you know, that's something, you know, that, you know, deserves to be looked into. I'm just using that as an example. A rat chasing a lion. Say, no. Meaning that something very small, you as a child of God, can really take you down. So you prepare. A little challenge. Small challenge. Imagine. A rat chasing a lion. You see? That's why we told you that one single K 1K like this makes you run wild and rampant. God, you have forgotten me. Lord, you have forgotten me in this last hour. At least remember me as the Lord also prayed. Lord, don't forsake me. Wrong interpretations of things. You see, the Lord will not come. Maybe the Lord wants to come in 20K. You are just... You see, you can easily construct it. Okay, for beginner's sake, you actually begin to see that, you know, construct that in the spirit and see, and check how far it can actually go. You see, so he says, but while everyone was sleeping, now this is actually the entire church, but thank God for the remnant who is awake today. A remnant is not just a religious kind of call and what. It's that person who is awake. It's not just to create divisions and all that. It's that person who is awake. Kwanza, he remains to save the day. And we are here to save the day. Time runs. Can we stop the time? Pastor Jack, Dr. Jack. Stop the time, Father, by the way. Be our Joshua. Stop the time. Time was stopped that day, remember? Do you know you have that authority to stop things from running rampant? Sometimes I sit in these restaurants and I begin now, you know, I begin demonstrating some of the things. Let me tell you how it started. I was in Juba and there were lots of lizards. Not geckos, lizards. Those things that... those ones. So I would sit somewhere in the chair and I would begin to... You know, some of you that have been to a place called Nyakuro. I would begin to play with them. Say, now move. Now stop. Now run across. And actually it was happening. Some of you had. I wanted to try out some of this. Let me see if you lizard. Because you know something moving and all. So, now, today, some of you, what? Some people I don't respond. Because I know that's actually a simple challenge. You know, the Lord shall actually, you know, bring them through. So I'm seated somewhere in the restaurant and I'm playing around with these guys. Now stand up. Okay, now come back because you've forgotten something. And you see the guy, what? Just, you can try it. Then from there, you can catch on to some. Now then, you can now command certain things to happen. For Joshua, it didn't just start like that. It didn't just wake up. No, he had actually tried out some things here and there. You see, now I've given you that example for lizards. I played around. Actually, it became a movie. Now you chase after them. I did it for many, 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 many days. You see, because I wanted to engage this. Can I command something and it happens? Okay, maybe. You remember those lizards? Choo, choo, choo. Until they say, man, these guys should start what a business for these things. But while everyone was sleeping, this is a church which is sleeping. Her enemy, which is his enemy, came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted, came out, and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Go down. The owner's servants came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? Go down. No, he answered. Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. You see, there are guys here who are fascinated about falsehood. We are going to expose wrong things going on in the church. You will not win. Remember when scripture says that when the children of God went to gather, the enemy also. You remember that scripture? You see, you will not win that. The thing that erases darkness, listen to me carefully, is not really, you know, staying there in what? In the what? Falsehood. Have you seen Pastor so and so? Have you seen what Pastor so and so? No. The thing that erases that which the Lord had given to Adam, the ministry of life, continue ministering life. Somehow, darkness shall fade off. It will be unheard of. Also to you as an individual, begin the consciousness of life. Begin seeing life. To you ministers, don't see wrongs among us, others. Please don't. That's why some of you have actually tested. You will not see any biases in me. You won't. You've tested it since day one. Some people even run now. I said, but is this guy normal? Because you say I'm a life giver. I want to give life. And I don't care about those things. I will see you in the way the Lord sees you. Because I'm a servant of God. When he called me, I decided and I obeyed. That now, I will give life. I will give life. Come on, I will give life. There are certain things that don't move me. I can't be moved by, Suji, what? Hey, what? Have you seen what? No. You see, even that guy actually talked about you. Hey, let them continue. You see, some of the ladies, so-and-so just talked about you, that she has funny hair, and then all of a sudden you snap. How can one? Peter knows how to talk like those girls. To imitate them. Come on. Peter, can we call you as I'm joking? And you entertain us. You know, some of you don't know that actually. Before the Lord, actually, there is great entertainment. Not when you're suffering. Aha, I've got you. You see what? No. The Lord is an author of entertainment. That's why some of you have been called into that. Man, to make us laugh. Enjoying. It has to sink. Because you actually, what? My rent, my what? You see, he says, in the presence of God is fullness of joy. Yeah? Full plates. Yeah? You know, it doesn't just give you, happiness just one day and then what? Yeah? And then what? It fades. Enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because I will come and get it from. Whatever the Lord gives, he gives. You see, by the way, can I also remind you, it was more desiring of him for me to be a prophet. I didn't go, no, I want to be a what? I didn't go and study for it. You know, there are guys that, who ordained you? As a God. Remember Jeremiah? The Lord ordained Jeremiah in the womb. And it was clear that this guy is to prophesy. There were signs. Not really to individuals, but nations. Actually, his ministry was well elaborated. Nations. You see? Now take me back to the other one. So, no, he answered. Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. That while you are trying to dig deep, as you expose and whatever, by the way, that's so wrong. Eh? While you are digging deep into, oh, we're exposing the enemy in the church, the enemy will always expose himself. Eh? By the way, he knows how to mock himself. Did you know that? How does he mock himself? Remember that Kagale? Eh? Imagine it was the real enemy telling this. Oh, see what? This ascent of whatever. He knows how to mock himself. That if you lack the right interpretations of things, eh, there, it eats you up. You may think this is of God, but actually it's not. He knows that trick. He knows it very well. Eh? I don't know how I can put it really. Eh? The enemy knows how to mock. He mocks himself. You know he's supposed to be mocking others, eh? But actually he puts himself there. Ah, now let me see. He is a cunning guy. He camouflages. And then, you know, now I'm not telling you these things to be so conscious of the devil. Please don't be conscious of the devil. While you are, you know, there are guys, they've actually become devil's agents and they don't know. We are exposing false prophets. No, increase life. For me, I will increase prophesying because that's what I'm sent for. And I will sing unto the Lord, entertain God in music. You see, eh? Because that's what I'm actually sent for. In the script, that script, if I remember very well, he didn't tell me. Now, also somewhere, I want you to prepare sermons for exposure. You see, eh? That is wrong. Please don't do it. Eh? Let me give you an example. You remember the sons of Noah? Remember? Your approach should be love, because you see, love casts. There is something the devil has always fought. It's love, and he will never win. That's why actually he says it casts out all fear, all negativity, all hindrances. I'm telling you the truth. So Noah, his sons, eh? Remember the Kasane that saw him naked? Eh? Ashamed and whatever. It can actually be you exposing another child of God that she's suffering with rent. She thought that. Extend a hand if you can. Eh? So this cowboy sees the father, all ashamed and whatever. You see, eh? Now that's the church that is into the business of trying to expose. Eh? Remember now the other boy that came later. Was it the second born or something? Came and covered. Now that's you. All you're looking at is to cover. And you see, says that love covers a multitude of shame and sins and all that. Please don't. Even if you want, you know, some of you have big mouths. You want to add to say everything. Eh? Can you imagine? She was caught there in the cowboy's house. Can you imagine? You see, eh? Yet actually you carry hate. Some people here who are close to me, they know. I won't settle for that. Eh? You tell me some things and no. Especially when it comes to the church and the child of God, I will dismiss it very quickly. What? Because you see, there you've actually, if you do it, you've actually set up an atmosphere of negativity, and it will spread like a wildfire. And you, the heads of ministries, heads of what? You ministers, eh? Once you start digging deep into negativity, it will spread like a wildfire. Because now these people actually think that you are with them. Eh? Please don't. Eh? When the enemy comes like a flood, and you know how the enemy comes? To steal, kill, and destroy. Now that's his flood. Eh? That's how he comes in like a flood. Eh? It can be through rumor. Have you heard? Please don't tell us those things. Eh? Good news. I'm not talking about the Good News Bible. You see, eh? Because you see, it's what we call the gospel. The gospel should be relieving. The gospel should be reviving. The gospel should be saving. The gospel should be really bringing good, wonderful stuff. Not hate. So you now, you see, you have no reason to hate your mother. Eh? Especially someone here. Eh? You're wasting time. Eh? She's there having cappuccino. Eh? And for you, what? You bury yourself in what? What? Ah, may thunder come. Yeah. It won't come like that. Eh? May thunder come. Okay. You see it? I swear. You see it? Okay. Then he said, let both grow together until the harvest. Now that harvest is the moment of determining things. Separation. When the rubber hits the road, we will know who is of God and who is not. We will know. Give it time. Eh? Let's say you have had wrangles with people. Eh? I got this from one of, you know, not one of, from the greatest prophet. Eh? When all that is really happening, because you see, silence is golden, scripture says, in the book of Proverbs. Keep your mouth shut. Because you will not be pinned with what you didn't say. Once it goes out, that's actually why when we say Biden, it was what? Biden. You know some of you are what? Say, he? You seek the guy, eh? Okay. Right now I'm seeing him, eh? Oh, some of you don't know Biden, eh? That's the problem, eh? And some of you actually have put him there, what on your heart? He's influenced by the demonic, by the way. Let Trump go. Let Trump, you, because you don't know. And some of you, man, eh? I am longing for CNN to crumble. I'm waiting for that day. Falsehood after falsehood. CNN. Some of you had not actually. I long for that day. When they'll be out of the market. Eh? Okay. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds. Now you see, eh? This is the Lord really typically fighting for you, eh? Collect the harvest, what? Eh? The enemy. What? This is the way the Lord deals with them, eh? In bundles. You see, eh? They become a public spectacle. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Calls it my bosom. Where I live, where I am. That's actually where we're trying to bring all of you. You see, eh? You see, eh? He told them another parable. Okay. You see that? Eh? You got the other one of whatever? Samson. Eh? It's Judges. Eh? Now, did you get the previous one? Eh? Don't fight, eh? Falsehood. The thing that exposes the enemy is the light. Especially the prophetic, eh? He sees it, he runs. He hates it. That's why when you talk about prophets, and you see, there also he mocked himself. Even the church. Yet actually the prophetic is one of the things that, fundamental things that should be running the church today. But you see now the church has dismissed it. I told you that guy. Prophets ended in the day of John the Baptist. The reason, because you see, I could sense. Actually, I moved out. Ask him. I moved out. They what? Yeah, what? For me? And I'm like, man, eh? how can you be this foolish? Eh? Who dismisses the prophetic? Who? You see, eh? I got out. Hello, look at this. Because actually that guy lacked interpretations. Eh? He lacked the right interpretation. Someday we'll tell you what that means. Eh? Of course, not for today. Says, Manoah said. Eh? Okay, not these many Noahs. Eh? Manoah. Eh? Eh? Don't interpret it like that. Eh? Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, we would like you to stay until we prepare a young god for you. Is this the whatever? For Samson, eh? Eh? The angel of the Lord replied, even though you detain me, I will not eat of any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, you run to where it says and the parents didn't actually, this is Samson and Delilah, eh? Samson and Delilah. When the parents didn't actually know what was happening, they refused him from getting married to that guy, to that woman. Eh? Hmm? That girl is a prostitute. Have you seen it? Thank you, Jesus. It's in one of those judges. Eh? Okaz is looking for it. Samson, all along, the Lord wanted to raise a non-conventional guy. But you remember, Samson was a Nazarite. A Nazarite, more like, remember Samuel, the prophet. Eh? Those guys would grow in temples, and they were actually they were chosen, you know, they are chosen even before they are born, eh? And separated away from the what, from the rest. So now you'd expect such a guy, says Samson went down to Timna and saw there a young what. Okay. When he returned, he said to his father, imagine, I have seen a Philistine woman in Timna. And you see, Philistine is an enemy to Israel, apparently speaking. Are you connecting? Let me first complete the Nazarite thing. You would expect that Samson grows up in a very, very conventional way, just like Samuel. So those boys actually, those people, would not actually cut off their hair. Eh? They were supposed to live in a certain way. Eh? You understand? Eh? It also happened with Jesus, but now Jesus was non-conventional. He came out of that kind of operation and that mold. Eh? Some of these things are very, very quite deep for, you know, some guys. Eh? Now, here is the guy who actually runs the show. Non-conventional. He wants to marry a prostitute. Let's see. When he returned, he said to his father and mother, I have seen a Philistine woman in Timna. Now get her for me. Eh? As my wife. His father and mother replied, isn't there an accept? Isn't there a girl that has read the Bible from beginning to the end? Isn't there a girl who attends what? Who goes to church on Sunday? And she's actually in choir. Me, I want the other one. Remember what I told you, that some moves are of the Lord. Because you lack the right interpretations, you also have joined sinners. Can we see it again? You'll see it. So he says, isn't there an acceptable woman? Now you see, this is a family which is so much into morals and habits and all that. Yeah? Like I told you guys, habits are no, there is no good to judge you according to what? To habits. Actually, the real judgment will be, I sent you for this, but man, what? You see, you did your own things. Actually, the real judgment is actually the real separation. Where actually, you denied the way path of God. Not a struggling child of God. Quote me right. Yeah? Not a child of God who is really, let's say it's a weakness. It's not that. Maybe I should go deeper here. Because some of you have judged others. You say, the Lord will what? That does not even damage God at any moment. Maybe also Samson was powering the thing. Because you see, he was with who? Delilah. And you could see who influenced who. Delilah says, let's go and power. Yeah. Again, I repeat. Remember, also it happened to Paul. When he actually said, may you take this weakness away from me. He said, no, I will not. Now, does that give you a free ticket to do certain things? No. Because the day you understand grace, no one will tell you to stop doing certain things. No one. The day you'll come in direct contact with grace, you'll be like, you mean that was me? Grace doesn't accuse. It realigns you. And it does not actually realign you with, come, down. Five, don't touch there. Shwa, 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 shwa. Angel Michael, add. The chief whip. Add him for me when I'm looking. Don't touch there. When you cry, I'm not counting. No, not those things. Because some of you have actually imagined God with a whip. First of all, with a matchbox in his left hand and a matchstick. Those things of, sinners in the hands of an angry God. That's not God. At least I know him. At least I know him. That's a wrong interpretation about him. Why would he punish you? He knows you are going through this. I'm telling you. Now, the parents were into just mere habits and morals. That's actually why. So, can't you find an acceptable, a very acceptable girl? Who reads her Bible and prays every day? Can't you? For me as a prophet, I will tell you, that one, she reads the Bible and prays, but lethal, run for your life. At least a prophet can do that. Because some of your pastors have put together what shouldn't be. When they look, and then after you go and eat at the reception, eat food. You see, and after 2 weeks, man of God, pastor, isn't it you? That's your son. Deal with him. His father and mother replied, "Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives?" You see. All among all our people. Okay. At some point, actually, it's also good to look around. Look to the left, look to the right. What? No answer. Okay, look at the front. I'm not joking. You who is searching. But this one. Okay. I've gone deep, actually. Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines? Now, uncircumcised to mean non-believers. Eh? You see, non-revelational guys. So he says, to get a wife. Then he says, but Samson said to his father, get her for me. I want to pack. Okay, sir. She's the right one for me. Eh? His parents said, his parents did not know. Now, this is where the interpretation is. It's in the pudding. You see this? What's pudding? You know pudding? Okay. His parents did not know that this was from the Lord who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines. For at that time, they were ruling over Israel. You see, the Lord is bothered, actually, that actually heathens are ruling over you. He wants to smack them. Real smacking. Boom! Now you rise up on top. So because this whole scenario looked vague and fake, say, how can he? But Samson, Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. At least they obeyed. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came rolling toward. Okay, that's another story. You see, the Lord was looking for an occasion. At some point, they'll pin some things on you at your workplace that you stole the money. But actually, the Lord is looking. Don't quake and what, texting the prophet at 3 a.m. Do something. You know, I don't respond to that. I don't respond to panic. No. I'm a prophet anyway. If I'm going to be like that, then I've entered your mold of operation. Then none of us is actually thinking higher. You see, some things I know, some things I see. See, again, some of you, it's because you have failed to actually understand some of these secrets on how to operate with the prophetic. It's so simple. so very simple. So at some point, let's say you've been caught with a kagale, but now all along the Lord was needed a way to deal with that family, to smack it. Then because you lack interpretations and all that, what happens is that, you start now, you know how those things can be. You see, some of your marriages have not really worked. The Lord was all wanting a separation. That you come out of that mold, you come out of that fold, then into his very bosom. What else? He will cause something. Imagine, this was actually through sex. Enjoyable sex, by the way. It wasn't rape. But because you see, the parents were greatly religious. They couldn't see. They couldn't. And I know some of you had actually never seen this. Most of you. In the end, as we end, at the end of the day, when you get the right interpretations of things and the happenings around you, do you know what happens? Is that you get to be liberated. You become very, very non-conventional. You become a real child of God, because then you are not scared. You are not panicking. You are not thinking that a 2K will actually, remove you from going to heaven. You see, that one, 2K, you will know how to operate with some people. You will know. You will know that actually you will not invite in snakes into your fold. You will know. Because you have actually become vulnerable unto God, so to say. You see, with God you have to be so much liberated. So much liberated. Imagine Samson remaining conventional. Then the Lord wouldn't have dealt with who? With his enemy. Some of you want to put down those bosses. Who are really disturbing. You see, there should be a reason for the Lord to confront. The Lord just doesn't attack. There should be a reason, and actually you are the reason. Can you imagine he does not want anything to happen to you? Not even anything. He's so much concerned. He's actually more ambitious of you than you are to him. Let me put it like that. He is more ambitious. He is seeking you more than you are seeking him. Now that one, let it go to the Guinness Book of Records. The Lord is more ambitious of you than actually you are to him. That's how much he cares. Not even anything can stop him, can ever separate him from loving you. Now, can you imagine? Not even your habits. It came in crippling into the life of Paul. Until the Lord said, no, I don't want that thing actually. Because you see, he would measure the love of God to him by those habits. That if I stop this, the Lord will love me more. Nope. Do you get it? It will go off. At some point, it took his shame for you to be liberated. At some point, it takes shame for you to come up. Let me remind some fellows here. The Lord didn't die on the cross with anything wrapped here. He was fully naked. Greatly naked. I'm telling you the truth. I've been telling you, from time and time again, that this is put for just the little Quincy's and Myers. Not to, hey! Dad was this? He was all unwrapped. He became vulnerable to every pain. He is aware of that pain because he was there actually much more than actually just a 20K that you're looking for. He is aware that you're looking for, let's say, ₺1 billion to start real estate. He's aware. He does not want you to panic. You'll see it coming together, don't leave off the revelational path. You understand? He's aware that actually your nanny is actually to get married. He's aware. He's more concerned about that place, that moment, that which is really bothering you, than actually you are to him. Because you remember that day when you debated on what to give him? Yeah? But actually he sorted out your marriage. Yeah? You see, it's not attached to that. It's not. It will never be attached to those things. I want you to be liberated in this. Then you start now moving with him. That actually you are moving with him. You are naked, but actually he's not really judging you. You get it? The day he died, what people call Black Friday, whatever. I don't know which Friday that is. But there was a day like that. Not a Friday. And then he didn't come out on a Sunday. Easter Sunday. It was a day. It was a moment. He saw that. He's seeing you waking up very early at 4 to actually work on heathen's reports. He knows. He sees that actually a certain husband comes back what? Drunk and slaps you. He sees that. And is more ambitious of you in that area than you actually trying to pray to please him. Did you know as I end, he's well pleased with you? Remember when the Lord was on the cross, all in shame, he said, actually, that voice came back again. He said, I'm well pleased here. Remember what happened when he was being baptized? Eh? This one here. Well, now the Pharisees were running after him, saying, no, this one, I'm well pleased. Well, the boss is actually, you guys, you can be sacked. Eh? You are not alone in that sacking. When they sack you, for no good reason, even when there's actually a reason. Eh? Like I told you, some of these happenings are intentional, spiritually orchestrated, so that the Lord can actually have. Can you imagine he causes you to do wrong, yet actually he's actually wanting, you know, an occasion to confront those guys and to smack them down, not wrestling, eh? Smack down. Some lady this side. It's always been like that. You'll go out of this place, and that's what you're going to mirror yourself. It's beyond habits. It's beyond weaknesses. Because you may actually think that, now I've stopped this. I've stopped whatever smoking. I've stopped. You remember the guy cigaretting last Friday? Ah, pray what? I liberated the guy and actually told him that the Lord is not considering that cigarette. You actually his child. Because I could see. His heart was right. His heart has always been right. Remember when the Lord saw Nathanael, I said, here comes an Israelite whose heart does not carry any deceit. Deceit to mean hate. Not just mere lying, lying to the girlfriend and all that. And then life moves on, what? No, it's beyond just that. When the Lord decided to love you, I wish we could go on and on. When the Lord decided to love you, he saw all the drama. He saw that you would actually chuck a kagal, and that kagal would also chuck you. He saw all that drama. But at the end of the day, there's light. He saw that marriage. He saw it. He peeped there. After peeping there, now he went down there to feel the real pain of, let me feel how Jennifer feels here. So he didn't die apart from that. He died together with that thing. Imagine he collected the pain of marriage. He collected the pain of being sucked. He collected the pain of looking for a job for 3 years. Now I'm talking prophetic things here. And you are not finding one. You're not finding settlements and all that. He saw that. He went down. He saw a minister struggling with finances. He saw that. Then he went to the uttermost thing of it, the real dark moment of it. When the landlord is on your neck, when the kids are maybe sick, whatever. He saw all that. And you're a minister. He saw that. He collected it. And that was you. And you went down together. You came out and in another form together. And you ascended together. And you are seated with him today. They are. Rembra masira rembra korembra maramam rama sire kerembra masara rembra korezare rambre debra masara maramarama.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.